Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
There's a certain age at which children really can't take tablets and maybe even chewables, but there's so many liquid medications on the market today. Sometimes they can cause a problem because they taste so good, they're like candy, that maybe the kids want to take more, or sometimes you might have trouble dosing because you're not quite sure how it compares to tablets or capsules. My guest is Dr. Preeti Parikh. She's assistant clinical professor of pediatrics at Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Parikh. So liquid medications, as parents using liquid medications, I prefer them because my kids prefer them, but I do worry because they do kind of taste good. So what are the types of things that we get from liquid medications out there right now?
So in terms of liquid medications that are most commonly used are acetaminophen and ibuprofen, which many people know to help reduce fever and pain. And then there are also many over-the-counter cold medications and multi-symptom like allergy medication also. And then there's also prescription medications like antibiotics that are liquid medications that your doctor will prescribe if your child has some kind of bacterial infection.
Now, liquid medications, as I said in the beginning, they taste good. So do these have a lot of like additional sugar and flavorings in them?
Many do, because getting children to take liquid medications, as we know, sometimes can be very difficult. So a lot of manufacturers and even pharmacists, they have now started to flavor liquid medications to help and make it easier for your child to take it. So one of the most important things when you are giving your child these liquid medications is never to call it candy. Even though it's sweet, you make sure you tell them that this is a medication and never ever say that it's candy.
So not only is it sweet, but it looks pink. You know, it looks in pretty colors and it's flavored bubble gum or fruit, something or another. So when my kids were very little, I used those like eyedroppers to squeeze them into their mouth. But I was never quite sure. And I know there is some confusion about infant drops and whether they are as strong in dose as toddler drops. Will you please explain the difference with those?
Sure. Actually, acetaminophen now no longer makes infant concentration drops anymore because of this confusion. What happens when you have infant versus children's concentration is that many infants, because they can't take too much liquid at a time, the manufacturers are making infant concentration drops where they're making higher dosing and lower amounts of liquid. So, for example, something like 160 milligrams for every 5 mLs for children's medication, for an infant, that dose would be 80 milligrams for 0.8 mLs. So it's a big difference. And so you have to be very careful. So one of the things that acetaminophen has done now is that they're no longer making that infant version drops to help decrease the confusion. But there are a lot of medications that are still doing that. So one of the things you have to really make sure of when you're giving your child the medication is to check the concentration, look at the bottle and read the label to see exactly what the dosing is recommended for your child. Ideally, the weight is the best way to give the medication, looking at what the dose is based on the weight. If you don't know your child's weight, then look at the age. But you really should look at the box or the bottle and check the label to make sure you know exactly what you're giving your child, because that's one of the main reasons also that children have been overdosed. When parents think actually the infants may be less, may not have as much in it, and actually double the dose, and that can cause really serious side effects.
I know that I thought that too. I thought that infant syrup was much less strong than a toddler version. So if you had to give it to your toddler because you were out of something else, you would give them more. So I'm glad you cleared that up for us. Now, when we're giving our children the pink antibiotics, are we supposed to keep those in the refrigerator? Are liquid medications, do they go bad?
So depending on the medication, so antibiotics, some antibiotics definitely needs to be in the refrigerator, but other medications, liquid medications like ibuprofen, acetaminophen, those don't need to be refrigerated. So again, one of the main important things to do whenever you get liquid medications is to read the box to see they have a storage area, how to store the medication. And for prescription medications, talk to the pharmacist when you pick up the medication and make sure you understand how to store it. Because once they're mixed, a lot of the medications you have to refrigerate after the first use. So definitely if it's over-the-counter, check the box. And if it's a prescription, check with your pharmacist.
Is there any difference, Dr. Parikh, in liquid medications and, say, the chewable, if we're talking acetaminophen or even Benadryl? Because Benadryl, you know, is can be pretty powerful. It can really knock your kids out, but it can also get rid of any, you know, weird rashes and things. It's kind of an amazing medication. But is there any difference with the liquids and the chewables?
There's no main difference, depending, again, on the dosage. One of the things that's easier with liquid is that because you can change the concentration, it's liquid, you can, depending on your child's weight, can adjust the dose easier, whereas in chewable pills, you don't necessarily, can't just, depending on the pill, cut it in half. So whatever that dose is for the pill, you have to give it. So that's the chewable pills. In terms of if it's the same dosing, it works the same. But with when you have children with such varying weights when they're such young babies, and also young babies can't take chewable tabs, we prefer liquid. But above a certain age, if they're able to chew it, we can do the tablet as long as their weight and the dosage can correlate and that they're able to handle it.
When we're giving babies the liquid drops, do you squirt it in their mouth? Do you squirt it on the side of their mouth? Is there a choking risk?
So one of the things that you can do is it should be beyond the teeth and the tongue, but don't all go all the way to the back of the throat and give the medication, drop it there, because that can be a choking hazard. So the best thing you can do is just to go beyond the teeth and just put it on the side of the mouth and give the dropper that way, so the liquid medication can go in that way.
And is there any safety things you'd like us to know? Because now they're in the bottles that are very difficult to open, which I am glad, because my son even said, I'll give myself the Motrin, you know, but he couldn't get it open. And I was glad about that because it could be dangerous. What other safety recommendations do you have about liquid medications?
So I would make sure that they're out of reach for the children. So it's not somewhere where they can, on your countertop or cabinet where they can actually open up and take out. Even though we do have these great safety caps that the manufacturers have done, there's still a lot of risk for them to accidentally open, or maybe that it wasn't closed properly the last time it was used. So definitely making sure where you store it is out of reach for the children. Other things is making sure you don't call it candy. To talk to your kids whenever you do give it, that they understand that there's a difference between medicine and candy. So that way, they when they do see it, they don't automatically think that they can take it and drink it or eat it. And when you are using the safety cap yourself, make sure you hear the click and to make sure that the safety cap is locked. That will also help you be reassured that it worked when you're putting the medication away. So those are some of the things that you can try to help prevent your child from taking it and by accidentally overdosing or taking medication when he or she does not need to take it.
That is great information, Dr. Parikh. Thank you so much for being with us today. Be sure if you're using liquid medication for your children that you ask your pharmacist if it needs to be refrigerated, if it is a prescription medication. Be sure you use all of it and that you throw away any unused portion. And if it's acetaminophen or ibuprofen, use the dosage cups or the dosing spoons or the droppers. Make sure to give the adequate dose. Read the instructions based on your child's age and weight. Keep them away from your children. Make sure you hear the click when you're turning the top so that we know that these are safe and away from our children. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.